right at the front end, you know, we need to believe that he's good, that he's for us, not against us. And his goodness extends not only towards us, his children, but to everybody else, the good, the bad and the ugly, to the Hitlers, the Bin Ladens, the Satanists. We're not living in a season of judgment, but of grace, amazing grace, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is good. He's good. He's very good. He told us so right at the very beginning of the book. Exodus 33:19, God speaking. I myself will make all my goodness pass before you and will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious and will show compassion on whom I will show compassion. The goodness of God encompasses many things. It says he's compassionate, gracious, cordial, pleasant, affable, genial, friendly and warm. He's amiable, approachable, thoughtful, convivial and cheerful. He's kind, benevolent and full of goodwill towards all men. He's slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness and mercy. He's tender-hearted and quick in both understanding and empathy towards us. He's open, frank and friendly. He's joyful and he desires to reveal himself in all his glory towards anyone who's even halfway interested to know him. Notwithstanding all that, he's inclined always to bless and he takes pleasure in his people. He's promised that he himself is our inheritance. Everything he is and has is ours and we are his, the people of his inheritance. And bonus, he's not revolted by our wretchedness. He doesn't despise us in our intransigence and weakness, our foolishness or our deceitfulness. He loves us 100% all the way, all the time, no matter what. And he always has. His love is not dependent on our performance, but flows out towards that which is the set of his affections upon. This is his decision. He chose to put his love on us. It doesn't depend on our performance, upon us getting it right, whatever that is. And he wills that we are as full of joy as he is, that we belong to him, and out of his goodness he sees us perfected in the Beloved because it pleased him to bruise Jesus, that we might have an eternal inheritance in him. His wrath was spent on Jesus on the cross. He's no longer angry, he's no longer vengeful. Jesus has taken all the punishment on his own body on the tree. He is unceasingly magnificent towards us. Towards you. This is what he planned from before the foundation of the earth, a people for himself who would know him and freely love him, who would desire him, know him and enjoy him. He desires to be known. I want you to know me, know my holiness, know my perfection, know my joy, know my love, know my goodness, know my plans. Know me. Know me. I want you to know me. And I have given you my Holy Spirit for this express purpose, that you might know me and become more and more intimately acquainted with me. That was Graham Cook, of course.